As much as I don't like getting bogged down on a cheshbon of a kal v'chaymer, but the two ways that I discussed yesterday in learning the Gemara's kal v'chaymer is basically what everybody talks about, the Rishayim and Achrayim. And therefore, I'd like to just go over and try to simplify what could be complicated. It could be simple, depending on whether you just stop the difference, the two ways to learn the Gemara. So I'd just like to start by reviewing the two ways to learn the Gemara, and a very, very simple, just the basics. The whole Gemara here is trying to prove Rav Chiya Kamai. So Rav Chiya's Memra, which was that two Eidim who say that someone's Chayiv half, let's say $50, on a Chayiv Shvu on the other 50. That was the original Rav Chiya. The question was, where do we learn Rav Chiya from? So the Gemara answered, and the Gemara we started yesterday, that you learn it out of Eid Echot. At that point, the Gemara is talking about a regular case of Eid Echot against you. So the Gemara had a Pircha. So the Gemara tried something new. A puppet tried Gilgul Shvuah. You learn out of a new thing, you learn out of Gilgul Shvuah. So the Gemara had a Pircha on that too. So after the Gemara tried these two Mahalchim and had a Pircha, so the Gemara goes now to try to learn out of two things together. Basically, and this is the Nekuda that you have to understand. I'm not writing any big solution, just trying to sketch it out so that you. First, the Gemara wants to learn out of a regular case of Eid Echad. Right? Wants to learn out of Eid Echad that there's a Chiyuv Shvuah. So the Pircha was that, the Gemara had a Pircha that Mashameyim Lunishvah. So it's not similar to Rav Chiya, which is different. Then the Gemara wants to learn out of Gilgul. Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad. Right? The Gemara had a Pircha. That why not? Is it Pircha? Anybody? Shvuah Eid Echad. So she can Shvuah Eid Echad. And this is all the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Tivyachiyah. And this is really the Maskana of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya learned it out of Piv plus what? So the way I spoke at yesterday at the Yeshua is that it's these two. They learned out of these two together. What says Piv Yechia means take this one plus and learn out of these two. And the other Pshat, which is said before the Rishash, he said, well, Gavrit Allah, Allah means to go back to the first thing and learn out these two. So basically, these are two Mahalchim in the Gemara. You can learn out of Piv plus Eid Echad, or Piv plus Gilgul Shvuah. You see? The Maskana of Rav Chiya, where does he learn it from? This and this, this and that. That's the Machlokes, the two ways to learn. Okay, which two is Rav Chiya learning? Is he learning from Eid Echad plus Piv? Because they're going to have Gilgul Shvuah plus Piv. Those are two Mahalchim on Pshat in the Gemara. Now, what we're going to see today is that these two Mahalchim is actually a Machlokes Rishayim in the next line of the Gemara. And let's see. Look into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Piv Yechiyah. So now we're going on the Maskana. This is the final Pshat of Rav Chiya. Piv Yechiyah. Malapiv, you can ask Kasha of Piv, she can't in a Bakasha. Eid Echad Yechiyah, she has no Bakasha. So what does Eid Echad Yechiyah mean? The Gemara says here, Eid Echad Yechiyah, it means which one? Which Eid Echad? Which Eid Echad does it mean? The Gemara is going to have Piv and Eid Echad. So it says Piv Yechiyah. Which case of Eid Echad? According to Mishash, that case of Eid Echad. According to Mishash, the other case of Eid Echad, right? According to each one, that's what Eid Echad Yechiyah means. Taisha Gemara. Now read the Gemara Vaita. Erechad Yeshiach, Shiesh Gachosh, Umachayev Shvuah. Right. Now which Erechad? Shash learns his, and Teshul learns his, right? So right, the Gemara Male Erechad, Shekeinu Mashemeiru Nishba. Now look at the words carefully. Male Erechad. Shekeir amashemeiru nishba, teimu beidim shemashekreifu nishba. That line of Gemara is going on which case of Eirechot. The words in the Gemara, ma le'eirechot shekeir amashemeiru nishba, teimu beidim shemashekreifu nishba. Which Eirechot is that? That's the regular Eirechot, the Rishash's Eirechot. So the way the Gemara reads, the Gemara in front of us reads, it's only, the Pnei Shul doesn't make any sense. The Gemara B'Feirish is talking about the first Eid Echad. Because it was the first Eid Echad that we had this Pircha, Mashem Eid Unishba. So the Girsa, the way it's in our Gemara, Klar, is like the Rishash's Mahalach. Rashi had this Girsa, Rashi Pidyashiach had the Girsa Mashkaifer, right? And according to this Girsa, the Mahalach of the Rishash is correct. The Ramban and the Ritva bring a different Girsa in the Gemara. The other Girsa that the Ramban and the Ritva bring is Mala Eirechad Shekei Shvua Gerera Shvua, which fits with what we called yesterday Peshua's Mahalach. So actually Peshua and Rishash are arguing, they're just plugging into our sugya Machlekes Rishayim. What we called the Rishash yesterday is Rashi, is our Girsa, which is Rashi Shita. And what we called the Peshaw yesterday is the Girsa that's in the Ramban and the Ritva in our Gemara. And that two Pshat did the two Girsas in the Gemara. And in Svara, they argue in the whole Svara about the Peshaw, what I mentioned to you yesterday in Svara. But today, leaving the Svar aside, just pshat in the Gemara, you learn after Pivin Eid Echad, which Eid Echad? These are the two pshatins. And each pshat has a different girsa on this line of Gemara. Mal Eid Echad Shekana Mashamein, or Nishba Tzaymein, pray for Nishba Pivyashiach. And this is the Maskana, Chaz Adin, Leroy Zekarei Zeh, Leroy Zekarei Zeh, Tzara Shabbat Shaman, Adei Tainu Kfir Ein Boi, V'Nishba, Farefi Eidim, Shei Tainu Kfir Ein Boi, V'Nishba. Beis Halevi says an afkamina between the two girsais, besides the svaras that we talked about yesterday. Namaskar. Rapiya said a chiddush, and let's not forget Rapiya's chiddush that two edim are mechayev a shvua on the rest of the money. We have a rule of mitaych. Mitaych she ani yachash b'mishum on a shvua deraisa. If a person doesn't swear, he has to pay. It's true by Eid Echad, it's true by Maida B'Mitzas, it's true by Shavuos HaShomerim. What about by Gilgul Shavua? By Gilgul Shavua, do we say Mitaych? So it's a machlokes B'Shomerim later in the 8th parak, in Parak HaShoel, I think on Daf Kuf, is a machlokes Rishayim, if by Gilgul Shvua you say Mitaych. Now today we're going to speak out three machlokes by Gilgul Shvua, three machlokes by Rishayim. I tell you, our sugya is not the main sugya of Gilgul Shvua, but all three are plugged into our sugya. And this is the first one. Machlokes by Gilgul Shvua, if let's say a person refuses to swear Gilgul Shvua, I should say refuses, let's say he's any yachol, he's any idea. On a Gilgul Shvua, do you say Mitaych Shem Yachol Ishba Mishal? Gilgul Shvua is a Shvua Deraisa. Oh yeah, every Mitaych is owned by Shvua Deraisa. The rule of thumb is Shvua Deraisa, you say Mitaych, Shvua Deraisa, that's what you're doing. What about Gilgul Shvua? So the Rosh says, Gilgul Shvua, you should say Mitaych. Gilgul Shvua is such a big chiddush that he could be mechayiv him anything, any other Shvua. So to Rosh, you don't say Mitaych on Gilgul Shvua. That's the Rosh Hashita on Daf Kuf. The Ramban and the Muki Yosef there argue. The Ramban and the Muki Yosef say, what are you talking about? Every Shmua Deraita, you say Mitayich. Gil Mishmua, you say Mitayich. So this is a Machlokes Rishayim in Perek HaShayil. If you say Mitayich by Gil Mishmua, or if you don't say Mitayich by Gil Mishmua. That's the Machlokes there. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. It's a Machlokes Lava Chutzim. Getting back to our Gemara. In Reb Chiya's case, do you say Mitayich? Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, Loi Tehei, Haidah's Pivkid, I love Haidah's Aiden. My Divinistas can't be more than Haidah's Aiden. So do you say Mitayich by Reb Chiya?
Yeah.
Obviously, yes. You do say Mitayich by Reb Chiya. Now, take a look at the Gemara's Limut. At the Limut on the board. We're saying that we learn out of two things. What are we learning out from these two? What are we learning out? When you take a Yerchad and Piv, or Gil Mishmua and Piv, what are you learning out? You're learning out from these two, you're getting to Reb Chiya's Din. Reb Chiya Kamaisa, right? That's what you're getting to at the end. Right? From these two together, we're learning out Reb Chiya's Din, right? From this one, Reb Chiya's Yerchad. Now, in Reb Chiya's case, you do say Mitayich. Right? The second Gemara said on Gimel Amud Aleph, Loitei Adas Tev Gedala Me'ayin. He can say Mitayich. It's up to Beis HaLevi, very Gishmak. It's up to his Cheshmak. He says, we learn that Reb Chiya out of two things. The other two have to also be Mitayich. Right? So he says like this: the Rabban held Gilgul is you say Mitayich by Gilgul Shvuah. So you say Mitayich here, you say Mitayich here. So if you learn out, you also say Mitayich. But the Rosh and the other Rishayim held by Gilgul Shvuah, you don't say Mitayich. Right? The other Rishayim held by Gilgul, you don't say Mitayich. So you can't tell me from this and this, I learn out this. Because here, if you don't say Mitayich, so if you're learning out from these two places to here, you can't say Mitayich over here. So you're learning out of a place that you don't say Mitayich. So therefore, if you're going to say that it, like the Rosh Hashita, that Gil Mishmua, you don't say Mitayich, it's impossible to learn from this and this to here. So then, you have to learn from here and here to here. Because it has to be Reb Chiya was teaching us the case of Mitayich. So the thing you're learning from has to be a case of Mitayich. So the Ramban will help you say Mitayich by Gilgul Shvuah. So you have no problem. He could say, this and this, teach us Reb Chiya's Din. But the other Rishayim will hold that you don't say Mitayich by Gilgul Shvuah. They couldn't learn Reb Chiya's Din from Gilgul. Because Gilgul is not a case where you say Mitayich. And we know Reb Chiya ended up with Mitayich. So therefore, we have to learn that from an effort of Piv in order to get a result, which is a limud of Mitayich. This is the way that Beis HaLevi Cheshma Zayis the Gemara. Beis HaLevi is Sinemam and Cheshma's Beis. He actually speaks out the whole Pnei Yeshua from yesterday also. But this is the way he makes a Cheshma here in our Gemara. And again, if I repeat it, it's not going to help 10 times. You have to tell me Yechavusa. It's a Cheshma. The Cheshma you have to sit down and figure out yourself. So that's din number one machlekes Rishayim and Gilgul Shvuah. Okay, there's a second machlekes Rishayim and Gilgul Shvuah, which also is plugged into our sugya, also by the Beis HaLevi and similar to Ches. Interesting shaila. What Gilgul Shvuah? Let's say you have a time that I owe you money and I deny it, so I'm off the hook. You want me to swear. So you can have a case where you have a tefillah on me for $10,000 and I say it's not true and I'm off the hook. Who's telling the truth? Nobody knows. Then I have a sichsuch with you. You come to me and you say that I owe you $10 and you bring an eidechad. I say it's not true. Now, if I swear against the eidechad, I'll save myself the $10. But I know what's going to happen. You're going to be begalgal on me the $10,000 shvuah also. So I figure, you know what? I'll pay you the $10. I don't want to swear. I don't have to swear, especially on a large amount of money. I don't want to do that. The shaila is this. If you are in a situation where you're mechayev mi yeshua, and you want to be megalgal other shvuos, and I say, you know what? I'm just going to pay you. I'm going to pay you. I don't want to swear. Or it could be a case where I say, any day, yes, I have to pay you. It's a chiyuv shvua. I'm not swearing. Do we say gilgul shvua on such a case or not? Follow your chap, what's going on here? Gilgul shvua is normally, I'm swearing on something against an eidah. It's merely a megalgal to me all the other things that you have to be on me, and I have to swear on everything. What happens if on the first time that you have to me, I'll tell you I'll pay. I'd rather not swear against the eidah, I'd rather pay. In that case, is there a gilgul shvua? What do you say?
Where's the
gilgul shvua? Where's the gilgul shvua? Why not? First of all, there's a machlokes rishayim on this shayla. Also in Shulchan Aruch, the Salevi brings. If it's such a case where I say, I don't know, if I could. If you could be megalgal shvua, do gilgul shvua on me. You're mechayev me shvua instead of shvua, I'm paying. Are we megalgal shvua in such a case? Usually, the language we use in yeshivas for this is the machlekes is the shvua megalgal anu shvua, or is the chiyuv shvua megalgal anu shvua? Is the actual swearing that once I swear on one thing, I have to swear on something else? If I'm not swearing, I'm off the hook. Or is the chiyuv shvua? And Eidah came against me, there was a Chiyah Shvua. Is that what's Megavol in the Shvua? It's not like this Rishayim. The Beis HaLevi Tainis from our Gemara is a Raya that only an actual Shvua is Gerer Shvua. Because the Lashna Gemara is Shekei Shvua Gerer Shvua. That's the whole Pircha. You can't learn from Gilgul Shvua. Shekei Shvua Gerer Shvua. What does the Gemara say? Here a Shvua brings a new Shvua. But not Mamin. Our case is the Mamin of the Mikzas. You want to bring a Shvua. You can't prove from Shvua bringing a Shvua to Mamin bringing a Shvua. Right? Our case is a case where the Shtei Eidim say this on Mikzas. And that's going to bring a new Shvua. So the Gemara says, Ma'ale Gilgul Shvua Shekei Shvua Gerer Shvua. One Shvua is Gair, another Shvua, and that's, so you can't prove it to our case, which is Mammon being Gair or Shvua. So to Beis HaLevi, if you're going to say that when there's an Eidah against me and I refuse to swear, I pay, that's also Gair or Shvua. So to Beis HaLevi, then what's the Gemara's Pircha? Gemara's Pircha, Shekei Shvua, Gair or Shvua. So you can't learn it after a chiyah, which is a case where a chiyah moment is gair shvua. But a chiyah moment on the first day is gair shvua on the second. See, zot the beis halevi. What do you mean? If you hold that by gilgul shvua, even if I pay, I also am gair second shvua. So then I have a case where moment is gair shvua, not just shvua gair shvua, but moment gair shvua. So if so. The Gemara is Percha Mala Gilgul Shvua Shekei Shvua Gerer Shvua. It's not a Percha. Because even Mama would be Gerer a second Shvua.
But at least the case
with an
Eidah Echol, which is
internally
there's a Chiyah Shvua, I
couldn't
pay, or the Chiyah Shvua is there. But the two
Eidahs,
what's Megalgal, the second Shvua? The Chiyah Mamin? No, the Chiyah Shvua. The Chiyah Shvua. It's a case of a Shvua. You can't just go, it's a Chiyah Shvua, there's a Shvua, there's a Shvua, there's a Shvua.
Okay, you're right. One second. This is the Beis HaLevi's right. Okay, the Beis HaLevi, the Cheshbon, the Beis HaLevi fits well. The Gemara says Shvua Gerer Shvua, and not Mash Mamin is not Gerer Shvua. But according to those who shine him, even Mamin is. Because when Eidecha is Machayim Yishvua, so those who shine him hold that even Mamin is Machayim Yishvua. Granted, it's also Ramban. Ramban holds that even the mammon is gerer the shvuah. So frek the beis halevi. So what's pshat na gemara? She shvuah gerer shvuah. That mammon is also gerer shvuah. So this is the beis halevi's kasha on the Ramban and all those who hold that by gilgul shvuah, even if I'm paying, mammon is also gerer shvuah. It doesn't stem with our gemara. So the Beis Halevi answers along the lines of what both Tzvi and Shimshi were saying. And I hope it will sound familiar to you. He says that when you have an Eid Echad, is the Eid Echad Mechayim Mamim? Eid Echad is only Mechayim Shvur. The Eid Echad is Mechayim Shvur. And the Shvur can be Gerer Shvur. If the person says any idea, why does he pay? The Ramban holds, you know why you pay when you don't want to swear by an Eid Echad? Why do you pay? So he spoke out to this man, two ways to learn. If an Eid Echad comes against me and I don't want to swear, so I pay. So there's some who learn, like the Rosh learns, that the Eid Echad is Mechayev Mimamin. If I don't swear, so the Eid Echad is Mechayev Shul, he's not Mechayev Mamin. But the Ramban himself, they are learned differently. The Ramban Shita is, in Eid Echad is B'chayev Shvua, that's it. Why do I pay when I don't swear? What's the cheshbon? Why don't I pay when I don't swear? Because my refusing to swear itself is a raya against me. That's why I pay. So the Eid Echad is not B'chayev the moment. Eid Echad is B'chayev Shvua, period. I have to pay, you know why? Because I did something suspicious. I'm saying I'm not going to swear. That itself is a taina against. So if you learn this way, so only shvua is gaira shvua. Mammon is not gaira shvua. The mammon, the eid echad is b'chayim shvua. And that shvua is gaira second shvua. When I pay, you know why I'm paying? Because I refuse to swear. That itself is the mechayim. But the chiyuv shvua is only gaira shvua. Mammon is not Gaira Shvua. The Chi of Shvua is Gaira Second Shvua. My paying is a totally separate cheshbon. It has nothing to do with the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is only Mechayev Shvua, and that's it. This is the, as I say, the second cheshbon of Gilgul Shvua. The third concept of Gilgul Shvua, again, totally, each of the three are totally separate in Yonim. And when we learned Kiddushin, Daf Chav Zayin, and we got that far, by Gilgul Shvua, which is a sugya of Gilgul Shvua, we probably spent a lot of time in each of these. But it's not the main sugya. I'll just tell you now the third Machlaikis Rishayim, by Gilgul Shvua. Is a Machlaikis Rishayim by Gilgul Shvua. How does it work? Let's say some of the Namarets, because he never heard of Gilgul Shvua, he never got to Daf Chav Zayin in his Kiddushin, he never got to Daf Gimel in Bava Metzia, after Alan Bava Metzia, he never got so far, never heard of Gilgul Shvua. So he comes into Bezdin, and he walks in, and he says, you owe me $100? I say, I only owe you 50. He says, you're my demerits, I swear. It's fine, I swear. Does he have to taina a Gilgul Shvua? Or is Gilgul Shvua automatic? How does Gilgul Shvua work? Follow the Shaila? Does the Teveya have to know to tell me, aha, swear Gilgul Shvua? Or is it an automatic thing? That once Bezdin sees I'm swearing on one thing, Bezdin just tells me, okay, we'll pull out the old file, he had a machlekes 10 years ago, swear on that too. How does Gilgul Shvua work? Now, it's very hard to figure it out. If Svara, how should it be? How should Gilgul Shvua work? Do you have to be Tevei to Gilgul? Or Bez is Mechayev to Gilgul? What do you think? How do you figure it out? What?
Gilgul Shvua only works with this person.
Only works with this
person.
Should be totally. Well, it's only Shvuas that have to do with him. However, let's say I buy the b'mitzvah. Okay, I say you owe me $100. You say I owe you $50. And I don't know that Maida Mikdash sways. Doesn't that tell you to sway automatically? Even though the Torah is between me and you. And I wasn't Tevayez. No, by Maida Mikdash. If I come to Bez and I say only $100, you say only $50. You don't have to be Tevayez the new 50. It's automatic. I guess that's what I'm asking. Is there a chiyuv in Gilgul Shvuah? Is the Gilgul Shvuah only that you can be mechayev in the Gilgul Shvuah? Or is the Gilgul Shvuah an automatic thing? Just the regular Shvuah is this a business mechayev? If you say I owe you 100, I say I owe you 50.
What the business doesn't
pay? Where does he come from? It's business job to tell me I have to swear. If Bezdin makes a mistake, I'm not going to say anything. But it's Bezdin's job to tell me. So the question is, by Gilgul Shvuah, is it Bezdin's job to tell me? What?
Why would you think otherwise? If it's Bezdin's job to tell me, that means it's Bezdin's job to tell me any time that I have to swear.
Why would I think differently? So why would I think it's not Bezdin's job? You know why I would think it? Gilgul Shvuah is such a big chiddush.
I'm sorry, is the shvuah here, not the full time?
The question is the Yeshua here until somebody times it? Right, that's the question. But he said, why not? Every Shua derives to the Chiyuv is there automatically.
Bezdin doesn't know that.
Bezdin doesn't
know. Doesn't have to be
things
that are born to Bezdin. If I
meet
you on a Sunday
2 weeks
ago, and
Bezdin doesn't know, it is not big of a deal. I agree. That's because they don't know. Question is, let's say Bezdin knows there were 5 old court cases between us. It doesn't pull out the 5 and say, swear. So really, Svara, if you want to say it should be similar to all their ices, then it should be automatic. On the other hand, it seems a little far-fetched that Bezdin goes to dig up old cases. The old case was settled, the Bezdin digs it up. So the Rosh is an answer. You have cited Rosh and cited Luki Yosef. In our Gemara, talk about this. The Rosh says, one minute. How do you figure out this out? We go back to the source of Gilgul Shvuah. What's the makar for Gilgul Shvuah? Where's the makar? Makar is by a saita. A saita, a woman who the husband accused and warned not to be miyachid with a man, and she was the yichud with him. She comes to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Meis Saita. Before she drinks the Meis Saita, we make her swear that she wasn't designed. The Pasuk says that we make her swear, and she answers, Amen, Amen. The Gemara says, why 2 Amens? Amen, may ish zeh, Amen, may ish acher. Amen, this time that I was miyachid, Amen, ever. Amen, we would think she only has to swear on this case. He accuses her of being Mizana on whatever it was, on December 1st. He accuses she's Mizana. She has to swear she wasn't Mizana December 1st. It's like the Torah, no. Amen, the Amen. She has to swear she wasn't Mizana then, and she wasn't Mizana any other time. She wasn't Mizana with this man, she wasn't Mizana with any other man. We are Mashbiah her, Amen, the Amen, on everything. And from here we learn Gilgul Shvuah. This is the makar of the Gilgul Shvuah.
So they have to explain the Shvuah directly. Gilgul Shvuah is explaining that you don't owe anybody else any more money.
Anybody else any more money? Because here it says Mishachah. I mean, no, but you're cheating this one husband. It's the husband that the woman would be cheating. So it's really all again to him, even though it's Mishachah. Same thing here. Dr. Rush, what?
You don't owe this one person anymore money.
Right. So Rush is saying, just like over there, Bezdin does it. It's not the husband. The husband's not accusing her of being Mizana with different men. So just like there, Bezdin does it. Dr. Rush and the Luki Isis. The same thing by Gilgul Shvuah, Bezdin does it. That's where you're learning from. So it's the same din like there, the same din here. So Bezdin makes him swear that I don't owe him money from this time, and I don't owe him money from any other time.
Why are we not going to other persons because maybe I owe him money, you don't know that. Maybe every time I've been asked, every time I'm wearing the victims, I should be my wife here. I don't owe him any money.
So that it says, because it has to be Raglayim Matar. You have to be by a woman who's mezaneh. There's raglayim ladava to be chayshad atohu. Here also there has to be some raglayim ladava. If there was a previous court case, that's raglayim ladava. In a chinam, a man just says, swear that you someone stole my talis and shul. Swear it wasn't you. You can't make you swear that. It has to be that there's some suspicion you have of the accusation. So this Zaptarash, that's his raya from Saita. And what does he say in here? He says in Agamara also. Agamara wants to learn from Gilgul Shvua to Reb Chiya. We'll learn from Reb Chiya. So Gilgul Shvua has to be like Reb Chiya. Just like the case of Reb Chiya, Bezins Mechayis. The same thing, Gilgul Shvua, Bezins Mechayis. That's the rush, is Makaris from Saita, and the raya is from our Agamara. And it seems to be a very good raya. Dor Sameach is medayik from the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Tayyavidim. Perek Aleph Halacha Yudbeis. The Lashon HaRambam is that the Teveya could be mechayiv and more shvus. The Teveya could be mechayiv and more, which is not like the Russian Mutiyas. But the Teveya himself, if he wants to be Megalgal of the Shavuos, the Lashon of the Rambam is, in Yirtza, he can be Teveya other, a Gilgul Shavuos. So the Arsameach is the Didik in the Rambam, that the Rambam learned that the man is Megalgal. That it has to be with a tree. If Bezin doesn't do it, the man does. Agazai comes back to Rosh's Raya from Saita. The Shver on the Rambam. The Rosh's Raya from Saita is Shver.
And you're
that only if that is what you want. That's why I'm telling you, Arsameach is the Rambam. Otherwise, I would have said it says the Rambam. So there, Arsameach learned the Rambam that way. Grad, I saw him in Cheschinuch also. Learned the Rambam that way. So if it's Kavanah, the Rambam. But we could argue. That's what Shri Yavshin does. See, I'm going to read Kavanas Rambam here. But we have to look at the Rambam's Lashon. But the Arsameach certainly learned that. It's a trend now from Saita. So it's interesting. First, Arsameach, Seshen Sur Ritva, that answers the Raya from Saita. But then he brings a Pella. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Saita, the Rambam says by Saita the same thing. That the husband could be Teveya, Amei di Amei, for her to swear on other things. So Zakti or Sameach, the Rambam holds that by Saita also, Bezin is not Mechayiv a Gilgul Shvua. Even though Pashup Shad and the Chumash is not that way. But the Rambam learns that by Saita also, you only swear if the only time you swear is if it's a chiyuv shvua that the husband forced you to. If the husband didn't force, side by mamon, side by saita, there is no din gilgul shvua. So maybe the Rosh's raya falls apart. The Rosh's raya is from saita that bez is machayev by saita. The Rosh holds by saita bez is also not machayev, only if the husband is tedeya. So Gilgul Shvua works the same by Saita in the same year. The Rambam holds, if the husband is Teveya, side by Saita, side by Gilgul Shvua. In both places, only if the husband is Teveya, there's a Chi of Gilgul Shvua. That's a Shita, that's a Rambam. Not like our Rosh, and not like our Mugiyas. How's the Rambam going to learn our Gemara? That's what our Sameach doesn't say. Our Gemara, we're learning from Gilgul Shvua to Reb Chiya. How can you learn from Gilgul Shvua? Gilgul Shvua, if Bez is not Machayit, how could you learn? Okay. So the Stam will have to learn in the Maskana, not only like the Ramban, we'll learn the other way. That we'll learn from Eid Echad and Piz, down. Gemara have a mean, the Gemara had a different Piz. But the Stam, the Ramban, will have to learn the other line, that we don't learn from Gilgul Shvua. Because if you learn from Gilgul Shvua, you could ask the Piz. That Gilgul Shvua is only if the person's Teveya is the only time you swear. So how could you learn from there to here where it's even if you're not Teveya? At any rate, this is the machlokes. All right, so to review, we have three machlokes by Rishayim by Gilgal Shua.
Who said the Baal Kampus of Eilim?
What?
Who said the Baal Kampus of Eilim?
Who said?
Maybe only
going to
work
at the Baal Kampus. And Chiy Kamei, also only Mr. It can't be, because the same thing, Gemara's Lashon on Gimel Amud Aleph was, and by piv you don't have to be tevei, but it makes sense. But it makes sense that it's mechayish. So to review again, there are three ikar machlokes in Beit Gilgal Shua. The first one was in a case where the person who's chayiv the shvua, the original shvua, says, I'm not going to swear, I'll pay. I'll do all the gagal shvua in such a case. That was the first machlokes Rishayim, or two shittas of Shulchan Aruch. The second, do you say mitayich by Gilgal Shvua? Machlokes Rishayim, two shittas of Shulchan Aruch. And the third machlokes, does Gilgal Shvua work only if the baal is tevaya, or is it automatic? The Rosh and the Yosef say it's automatic. Sameach is the guy in the Rambam. The Rambam argues here. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch itself will find two sheetis. I mean, look. I assume that most Paiskim hold like the Rosh that it's automatic and Gilgal Shua is automatic. But I said there is a machlokes Rishayim in the history.
How does Rambam learn the pasuk?
How do you learn Amen V'Amen? That it's a koyach we give the husband that he can be mechayev more. You know a klal, you can't ask from Sukkim or Rishayim. You've tried to understand. You can't slug up. So, takin not the Pashto Sakra, but I hope you can.
What's the
Rambam's lesson that we're doing? Look, it's time in the Perak Al-Halachi. You have to look at the law. I see it bothers you that there's such a shita. But, well, look at us. We'll take a look. I think his lesson is in Yitzhak. But, alright, these are the three machlokesin. I'd like to get to the next sugya. So let's see the Gemara. I'd like to get back to the Taptais. So let's finish up the Gemara. So where are we holding? Loi roi zek roi zeh, loi roi zek roi zeh. Tashav shaben, ayit eitan kfir ein bon, nishba, ani avi eidim, ayit eitan kfir ein bon, de nishba. I don't want to get bogged down, but what would you say is the din? If an aid effort comes and says that you broke my window, I say, I have no idea who broke my window. Well, what do you think the din is? My window was broken, I have no idea who broke it. Aid effort comes and says, Reuven broke my window. Does Reuven have to swear? Huh? I would think so, no? I think I'm alright, we just learned. Like, what is that? What is that? That's how Shabbat. What does Gemara say? I think Taino Kfira Hainbon. Doesn't it sound like you need a Taino, you need a Tevea? Should be Taino Tevea. Huh? That's called the Taino?
I'm saying that there's an Eid Ha'Avodah, that's a Taino.
You follow what I'm saying before you get these terrors. I'm just saying the Lashon Gemara is mashma that the Teveya has to be Teveya. Teveya has to be a Tainus Bari. If I'm Teveya, you wouldn't have an Eidecha to prove it. You're saying that maybe the word Taina means Eidecha is called Taina.
Oh, I'm Taina. I have an Eidecha who said he broke my
window. Oh, I'm Taining. You have to pay me because I have an Eidecha. Sounds good.
The
time that's
called is the
time
that was near
the Mishaka.
What's called near the
Mishaka?
Either my
time
had
an Eid Echad,
or my time
had more than an Eid Echad. So is it only near the
Mishaka
where I have a time plus an Eid Echad? Or an Eid Echad without a time? Maybe it's also near the Mishaka. I say someone broke my window, I don't know. Erech says it was you.
It's included
in the Taina. So maybe that's called the Taina. If I come, I say, I don't know who broke it, but I'm Taining you did it because I have an Erech. Maybe that's enough. Okay. Good, so we'll go with that. Shaytei tank for yambam, and nishpa for nevi eidim, shaytei tank for yambam, and nishpa. Ay, mala, atzara shabbat shenka, like, who's the kafir? Tell me, eidim, shenka, who's the kafir? But eidim, eidim say the opposite of you, we know you're a liar. So Gemara, no, but eidim, who's the kafir? No, mara vidi barav and aruch chista. Ha-kaifa bimilva, kashala eidis, bikukat and pasala eidis. Now, we're going to have this Gemara in Hayom and Beis. So make sure you know Taich. If I say you owe me money and you deny it, it's possible you're just a shlamute. You're not a ganev, you're just a shlamute. Hakayfa b'milva kashalaitis. Maybe you're not a ganev. You're a liar. You lied, but you're not a ganev. It's your ishtam. But pikadin. If I say you have my pikadin, the pikadin you're not allowed to spend, and you deny the pikadin, kashalaitis. Because there, the assumption is that either you're a ganev, you plan to keep it, or you used it, and you're looking to replace it. Either way, you're kashalaitis. So the Gemara is saying by Eidim Yinara Hosea Kafrin, so there's no pirch. Ela parachachi. Mala atzara shava shabahem. By Pekadin, you are Hosea Kafrin. Just by Eidim Yinara Hosea Kafrin. Whatever Chmona said. What?
We're not facing.
Oh, Rashi said they're Eidim that he had it. That's true. Okay, we're going to see on him and Beis. Rashi says that we know they're Eidim with Tachasir. They're the Kodesh Tachasir. Elo Parakha. Mala Atzara Shavah Shabben Shekin Eine B'Teres Azama. Tei Ben Shesha B'Teres Azama. Halei Kasher B'Kiya Teres Azama Lei Parakh. What does it mean Teres Azama Lei Parakh? So Rashi says... What does Rashi say? B'Kinei Esam Teres Azama. B'Teres Azama. Azama means L'Shalim Knaz of Kasher Azama. So Rashi, the Erechah Shulizim Potter, Upiv, Gavi Yedah, Koshkin Loi Shaykh Azam Aklam. I'm sorry, let's not say Terezam Alei Parah. The next Rashi, Terezam Alei Parah, Eina Chashuv Alei Pirah. Kim De Erechah Yeshnei Ba'azam Alei Bat Lei Dusai. So there are two parts to Azam. What is Azam? One is, if you're Mazim in Eid, he's disproven. And one is that he has to pay Kash Azam. So in Eid Echad, if you're Mazim him, he is disproven. So you can't say it's Ein Eveteres Azama because he is disproven. What about Kasher Azama? So we'll get to that in a few minutes. So the Gemara is finished with Reb Chiya. We ended up, this is Reb Chiya we did. And you should remember, even though we're going to spend the rest of the next week on the next Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya is not we're not going to slug up Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya remains. We're going to now say that the Tana Tuna is wrong. The Shaykh's Tawamu Mishnah is wrong. What was our Mishnah? When we started Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya learned in our Mishnah, Zayim HaKulishli, Zayim HaKulishli, that the reason you have to swear is a Shua Deraisa. Because Anan Sadi against you, Anan Sadi that half is the other person's. So the Gemara says it's not a good Raya, Tanatuna Midami, Hasam Lamal Vesplay Sadi, Loga Vesplay Sadi. Reb Chiya's case, one side has witnesses. But the loyva less play side loy mas loy midi. The avalei sadi the loyva. If he would have eidim, the loy mas loy loy midi loy by Reb Chiya shtabu. The eidim on both sides. That's not Reb Chiya's case. Hacha keichad an sadi hay an sadi b'hay afalachim mishtabi. So therefore, our mishnah is no shaykes to Reb Chiya. Interesting thing. We spent a whole blunt on Reb Chiya, and we end up that has nothing to do with our mishnah. And it's still a Reb Chiya's din, which is true. But the whole shaykhis to this parak is a mistake. It didn't belong here. It was only a havanina. And the Gemara shloz it up. So Ella, tomorrow we go on. We're going to learn a new sugya. A second Reb Chiya. It's nothing to do with the first Reb Chiya. A second new din of Reb Chiya, the din of Halach. And that is shaykh to our Mishnah. And that we're going to get to tomorrow. However, before that, we have this Kaptaisvus, which tells us a very interesting idea about Hazam. We just said Eid Echad, there's no Hazama by an Eid Echad. Why is there no Hazama by an Eid Echad? Eid Echad says you owe somebody $100 because you borrowed money from him on Tuesday in Wisconsin. So two Eidim come, they say, how could you say it? On Tuesday he was with us in New York. So imagine the Eid Echad. Why doesn't the Eid Echad pay Kash Hazama? Why would you say Pashib Shah? Forget about the city for a minute. If I told you such a case, you in bed and you saw such a case, an effort says, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon in a different city. Two Eidim come and they say to you, you live us in Brooklyn. So the Eidim says, this is destroyed. Why doesn't he have to pay Keshazana? What's the answer? Well, that's what you would say, because there's the cause. Why does the Eidechon have to pay? Why? I would say, because the Eidechon was a Mekhayev Mamadin. What if Keshazana mean? Whatever he would have done, you do to him. Lumaisa, he didn't. Like Kashazana means that there's a passing of his.
Whatever he was, but if he wouldn't be able to swear
that he had. Kashazana, sure, he'd be Machai
Mishwar. If he wasn't able to swear, then he would have had to say.
Yeah.
So that's Mamadin.
Is that Mamadin? Is that sure? So we talked about that. We talked about when an Eidechon is Machai is Pshat, and I told you the normative Pshat is, Hush Pshat is, Eidechon Machai is. If you don't swear, you have to pay whatever the chesh. Rabbi Naftali did say the Kavanas Arash that an eight echad is mechayev mamin. Just you get off the hook with a shvu. Rabbi Naftali did learn that way, but I told you it's a chiddush also to learn that way. It's not pashup shah. Pashup shah is an eight echad is mechayev shvu. That's it. Our Taisvis, the top Taisvis, says something very clear. Taisvis says about an eight echad. In the last wide line, the fourth line, Masha Eid Eina Mishalim Kshumuzim Eina Chumra. This that an Eid Echad, when you mazim him, he doesn't have to pay anything. Eina Chumra, it's nothing to do with a Chumra of Eid Echad. Ela Lafisha Beidusay Eina Mechayev Mamin. Since an Eid Echad's Eid, this is not Mechayev Mamin. Therefore, when you mazin him, there's nothing to pay. Lo yitzur, his edus would be mechayev mamin, then he would have to pay. But lefisha beidusay ain't a mechayev mamin. Taisus repeats it again on the bottom line of Taisus, the last two lines. Masha'enim shalom ha'ed kishamuzam zeu griusay. You know why he doesn't pay? There's no strength that an edacha doesn't pay. It's a weakness. There's no kayach in his edus to be mechayev mamin. So Taisus a chiddush here that an edacha be'etzem would be shayach to parsha hazama. Just no echetimsa. There's no case. An edacha, since an edacha is not mechayev mamin, so memela an edacha is not. That's what? No, he doesn't get mafka kashuzah. He's not. Eidecha does not get mafka kashuzah by kashuzah. Could argue about why. If you're looking at notes when we learned makas tafei, if you were here, we spoke about it then. But it's a long time ago now. Sorry, I accuse you of being too old. Taisus here says, listen to what Taisus is saying. That an Eid Echad really, theoretically, is Shayach to Kashazama. Theoretically, an Eid Echad is Shayach to the Pasha of Kashazama. Just, there's no Hechetimtza of Kashazama. There's no Hechetimtza. Who's the big Hechetimtza man? Is it Michas Chinuch? Michas Chinuch always has Hechetimtza. In Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Chav Dalet, brings down that from our Taisus we see a very bechidish. And the Eidechad is the Etzem Shayach to Kashazama. There's no Echetimtza. He says, I have Echetimtza for you. What's the Echetimtza? You have a woman whose husband warned her not to be miyachid with a certain man. And an Eid Echad comes and says, so now me shall be a Saita, she's Miyachid. An Eid Echad comes and says that she was Mizana with this man. Now normally an Eid Echad can't say Eidus one aid to say an Eishes Ish was Mesana. However, if the Kinoi, when a man accused his wife of being Mesana with a certain woman, being Yaakov with a certain man rather, accused his wife of being Yaakov with a certain man, Deirin Eid, Echad is believed. Deirin Echad is not believed to give her Misa. Okay, Deirin Echad can't give her Misa. But Deirin Echad is believed to make her a Saita, that she, her husband is Megarisha, clear to be Megarisha, and she loses her Ksuba. Zakt the Mechasenach, aha! I have a case where an Eid Echad can make someone lose money. In the case of a Saita, where a man warns his wife, don't be Miachit, and then Eid Echad comes and says she was Mazana with that man that she's accused of, she loses Aksuba. Indirectly, it's aid. This is insult. Indirectly, you're losing the money. You have to make a chesed. Indirectly, should matter. 1 second. Well, you're right. 1 second. You say, Simcha Sinah says, according to Taisus, an aid echad will pay kashazana. The din will be aid echad pays kashazana. Now, is that a kasha or is it just a chetimtza? Dr. Michas Chinuch, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Hei, it's takamash in that way. That the Eid Echad will pay kasha zama. So, comes out, a very big chiddush, that you could have a chetimtza of an Eid Echad who pays kasha zama. Now, he tzeichen suak tzais, that says it's not Mestaver. I saw this in two places with Tzugetzechen, Simen Lamed Ches of Cotton Hay in the Ksais. I looked Simen Lamed Ches, there's no Ksais of Cotton Hay. So I'm not sure what the printing mistake is. But he said the Ksais says, what you said originally, that what do you mean the Pasuk is talking by two Eidim, Akash Zama. But the Ksais says, Afal Pike, Ksais is not that way. Ksais is saying, that Akash Zama, Mishayach, and Eid Echad also, just as no Echetimtza. So to Michas Chinuch, if you find the Echetimtza, then there is.
But then
we don't see why there's a pair of Kaldu. It's the Shaya. You have one game for the Shaya. So it's like that there is a pair of Kaldu. So shouldn't even be a pair of Kaldu at the end of the Gemara? So that's what they say. Besamuch. Amatzad, Rachim Amai.
So you're not even on Amatzad. I can't even be there for this. You have one end, it's okay to get to the Echetimtza.
Why did we have to say Teresa's on the? It was more to say Teresa's on the like far off. The Gemara should say it after the Shaya Tazam. It's good passion. Thank you.
Yeah, before,
I
came on the thing.
Yeah.
You must say that
Joseph
Baldin
and Hashem Baldin,
we have similar
feelings. Yeah, see there, it comes out weird. If I say I owe you $100, I'm saying against me, I owe you $100. And someone's mad at me. I say, I owe you $100, I broke your window. Someone says, what do you mean? You were in Israel that day. So what would Kasha Zaman be? Right. Then I get $100. Yeah, I'd be rewarded for lying. Yeah. So the whole thing's on shaykh.
Right,
Okay, Akoponim, before we go back, I want to point out to you that these two top taisusin are important taisusin. The top taisus has an important yisoid that eid echad shayach hazama b'chiddush. The second taisus I mentioned the other day, the last two lines of taisus, he learns that every chiyashua deraisa, at least by the mitzvah eid echad, works at the lumdus of nirud b'shakim. So these two taisus in Gittin, at a certain point, we started marking off the taisusin that were like the sadistic taisus. Every taisus is important, but these two taisus are taisus really to try to remember.